Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Crepe Fest is brought to you by Twin Peaks. And now, here is great man himself, Dave.
He's like the black Mr. Bean. Thank you. Well, it's been almost a week, so we can put the 30th anniversary party to bed after this, I think. But I did want to bring up something that was brought to my attention at the 30th birthday party. As a good P1 came up to me and he said, "Hey, have you ever seen the SNL skit on the lung brush?" And I was like, "Man, that sounds vaguely familiar." And I said, "But I don't remember it at all." And he's like, "You need to watch it." He's like, "I'm going to send it to you."
Why would you randomly bring that up to you?
Well, you're about to find out.
Ah.
So he sent it to me like a couple days later. He sent me an email and said, "Hey, it was good talking to you at the party. This is the video that I was talking about." And so let's just have a listen. This is from Saturday Night Live from 91. It, you know, features Mike Myers, features, Tommy Boy,
Farley.
Chris Farley.
So this is the first year of Farley and Sandler and yes. Spade and those guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
"Hey, Phyllis, I thought you'd quit smoking. You were going to be my inspiration."
"Not anymore. Now I can smoke as much as I like. Now that I got the lung brush."
"Lung brush? That's right.
No.
Lung brush."
Buffering. Oh, no.
Oh, you didn't download it before and put it in the system?
No, I didn't, Corby.
You know, you can't do that.
Yeah, I realize that.
Do you think in retrospect you should have?
Thank you guys for all your support.
I mean, there's three of us
created
on this side of the glass.
Created by a small inventor in California who himself enjoyed smoking, lung brush is the easy, inexpensive alternative to...
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, Dave.
All right, I'm going to email this thing.
Oh, Dave.
It'll be good. It'll be the punctuator at the end, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right, because the reason that it was sent to me is because it features a cameo by none other than Kenny Stabler.
Whoa.
As he is a celebrity spokesperson who loves to smoke in this ad, okay?
Wait. He wasn't part of the actual show? Like, they just randomly got Ken Stabler to be the fake spokesman
yes.
for the product?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's in a cutaway in the middle of the spot. So we'll listen to it at the end. So, but it sent me down a rabbit hole. I wanted to, you know, because one day we'll want to show Baby Wells what his grandpa did.
Sure.
His grandpa's claim to fame. And certainly we can show him the Holy Roller. We can show him Ghost to the Post, whatever.
Yes.
But I wanted to find some of his pop culture appearances. And so first we have from 1979, a Pennzoil commercial where he's throwing a can of Pennzoil into a moving pickup truck and it...
Like a football?
Yeah, he throws it like a football and it nestles perfectly into a box of, cans of Pennzoil with one opening in the middle. And then this is what Kenny has to say about Pennzoil.
"You know the Pennzoil in this can? It really does help you go farther on a gallon of gasoline. And it saves you oil changes, too. They call it Pennzoil PZL. I call it a winner."
"I call it a winner."
Did he have a lot of off-the-field products?
Was he from the South?
I feel... Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I feel like he was a Miller Lite guy, too. Was he not?
Yeah, we'll get there.
Okay.
But we're going in chronological order. So this next one is from 1980. So this is the first year of he and Bum in Houston.
Oh, yeah. Forgot he was an Oiler.
Yes, because he was traded to Houston before the 1980 season. And so this is a commercial that Kenny and Bum did together for Frontier Airlines.
"Hey, Coach, I've got business in Denver."
"All right.
Fly Frontier Airlines.
Never heard of them.
Well, they're new.
Good food?
Excellent.
Leg room?
Even for me.
Non-stops?
3 a day from Hobby.
Coach, they're new. How do you know they're good?
Kenny, you're new. Are you any good?
Hey, I'm the best. So I guess the best way to Denver is Frontier Airlines.
The best way to Denver, Kenny, is lose a ball game.
Three daily nonstops to Denver from Houston Hobby.
So, wait, the best way to Denver is to lose a ball game? Does that mean, like, he get traded
to
Denver?
Yeah, I guess that they just flip him to Denver if he lost a ball game.
It's quite the threat.
Yeah. You're new. Are you any good?
Yeah.
All right, you mentioned Miller Lite. And he wasn't one of the main Miller Lite crew. You had Bubba Smith.
Dick Butkus.
Dick Butkus, Terry Bradshaw.
Bob Uecker.
Yeah, of course, Bob Uecker. But this one is Dan Fouts and Kenny.
Kenny and I never compare statistics.
Or Super Bowls.
That way we can drink our Miller Lights without arguing. Right, Mr. Fewer Career Touchdown Passes Than Me?
Right, Mr. Never Been to the Big One.
We only talk about why Miller Lite tastes great.
It's the choice hops.
No, Snake. Miller Lite tastes great because it's smooth. But let's not fight.
Yeah, you're right. Let's be friends.
Table ready for Mr. I Don't Have As Many Passing Yards as Dan Fouts?
Hey, that's you.
Miller Lite. Face the true Pilsner.
So Kenny's reputation preceded him for, like, having a good time.
Yes.
You know, like, he was the good time guy. There were a handful of those dudes in the league. I don't know how true it actually was, though. You know, I mean, people have reputations.
Oh, it was true.
He did go hard.
Yeah. He, especially back home in Alabama, in his home haunts of Foley and then later in, like, Orange Beach, Gulf Shores.
Yeah.
He was notorious for always having a cold one in one hand and a lovely lady on the other hand.
When did that flip, I wonder, for quarterbacks? Like, the nightlife playboy, I like to party type has been phased out pretty much.
Oh, my God. It's gone.
Like, it might have died with Favre.
Probably, I think he may have been the last one. But
in the 70s and 80s, that was like, man of the people, the guys in the locker room.
Yes, all those guys. I mean, you know, Namath started it, mm-hmm. right? Like, Namath was the poster boy for all of that. Stabler was probably second.
Yeah.
But I feel like that there were, I mean, Billy Kilmer, his big old beer belly hanging over his pants. You know, I think Sonny Jurgensen liked to have a good time too. And that's why, like, Roger was the outlier.
Right, because he was squeaky clean.
Yeah, yes. Even Bradshaw loved to tip him back. Like, he was notorious for that.
Roger was a curiosity, like.
Yeah.
So you can not party?
Right.
Yeah, because this was before sports medicine and taking care of your body was a thing.
Yeah.
So you play the game and then you drink a case.
Right.
It was no big deal.
Right.
All right, this last one before the Saturday Night Live, hopefully Ham has it in there, but he was part of a number of guest stars on an episode of Married with Children.
No way.
So this was when Bundy,
Peg, Al?
Ted.
Al, yeah, not Ted Bundy, Al Bundy.
King Kong.
When Al Bundy wanted a do-over, basically an Uncle Rico on a game that he played in high school. And so the rival team gets a bunch of ringers, much like Mr. Burns when he got...
Oh, that's right, like the baseball
team. Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah,
and Barry Bonds and all of those for the power plant baseball team. But so this is not actually from the episode, because when I looked at clips from the episode, I don't think that Kenny had any lines. But he and Bubba Smith did a promo that aired on a local Fox affiliate leading up to that episode of Married with Children.
Sunday night, Sports Spectacular continues with hosts Kenny Stabler and Bubba Smith.
Well, this is the moment we've been waiting for, when Al Crazy Legs Bundy takes on a team of NFL greats in the toughest, meanest football game of all time.
And the starting lineup includes Lawrence Taylor, Hacksaw Reynolds, Kenny Stabler, and yours truly.
Let's hope Al's life insurance is paid up, because an all-new, all-pro Married with Children is next.
Let's rock.
Stay tuned for an all-new Married with Children next.
So forced, man. It's just so forced.
forced.
No doubt.
And God, I mean, it's, I guess, from 1990, maybe 89, and it looks like it may have been from 1980.
Seriously,
The video is so bad.
Yeah. I mean, like, I love the new Peyton Manning, Emmitt Smith, Bud Light commercial. That's fun. Right?
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah.
When they're winging beers in the bar.
Yeah.
And I never compromise.
We know that, Emmett.
All right. Do you have that in there, Ham? Okay.
All Here's right. Lung
so,
brush.
So, yeah. So this is what started me in, on this rabbit hole. This is from 1991, Saturday Night Live, with a special endorsement from Ken Stabler.
Hey, Phyllis, I thought you quit smoking. You were going to be my inspiration.
Not anymore. Now I can smoke as much as I like. Now that I got the lung brush.
Lung brush?
That's right. Lung brush. Created by a small inventor in California who himself enjoyed smoking. Lung brush is the easy, inexpensive alternative to quitting or cutting down.
Here's how it works. Taking hold of the easy grip handle, slide the gentle bristle device past the tracheal opening, back down the windpipe and into the lung itself. The unique lung brush design allows you to remove caked on tar, smoke particles, even city smog phlegm, freeing up clogged bronchial passages so vital for breathing and smoking. And lung brush's sturdy design makes cleaning and maintenance a snap. One lung brush may be the only lung brush you'll ever need.
Here's football great Kenny Stabler.
I threw my light and low tar cigarettes away. Now back to my favorite brand again. Thanks, lung brush.
Bed, dear. Don't forget.
Thanks,
to brush.
Lung brush. Yeah. Wait, did they show them shoving a brush down their throat?
Well, yeah. So that was they. You know how you would do like the fake sword swallowing?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
from the side.
You
yeah. Just,
yeah. You put it behind. You lean your head back. So Chris Farley is standing in front of the mirror, and he puts his head back, and it's like a toilet brush, and he just snakes it down his throat, and then he pulls it out, and it's just covered in tar and goop. It's really good.